WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Fox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull it bus over. I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where we run down the week's worth of wrestling, just in case you can't remember it because of an errant kick to the head or something. This is Omega, the be-all, end-all of our little network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Why? Actually, you know what? I'm not going to ask anymore. After what are we on? Week four of just... why music choices?
I've ignored it.
Yeah. Hi, people.
Hi, we're lost and confused. And speaking of Mr. 45 Minutes Late, hi, Tim.
I'm not lost and confused. I'm 45 minutes late because it's Mother's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, unlike some people, I took the time and effort to skip the rest of work today, drive to a town an hour south of Calgary, just so I could see my 88-year-old mother.
Aww.
So I don't think that any of these smart-ass comments are going to fly. And the people that, the persons that was directed to will remain nameless, Starscream Josh.
I don't think you get how this nameless thing works.
Oh, what did I do wrong?
We'll go over it later.
Okie dokie. So, yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Terry Sunday Night with Talk Radio right here on the Radio Network. I am stuck on saying Radio. It's so weird. And that happened like when I was 18. Weird. Hey, Mace, do you know anything about cars?
They go vroom vroom.
Okay. Omega, do you know anything about cars?
Just what I pick up off of Top Gear. Which is, they smash real good.
Hey, Mr. Joe, producer Sir Rockin, do you know anything about cars?
The correct answer is, it was a decent Pixar movie.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not talking about Pixar movies. If anybody in the chat room can help me figure this out, I was driving back home from High River, and I'm on the highway doing 130 kilometers an hour. For those of you who are American and don't understand that, that's about 80-85 miles an hour, if I've got the conversion correct, Mace. You back me up on this. It's around there, right?
No, I don't back you up on this.
Okay, well, you don't back me up on this for I don't know why, because you guys got metric down there. Anyway, it's about 80-85 miles an hour. The weirdest damn thing, my car is a 5-speed standard. And I'm afraid to even talk about this right now because you guys were placing bets and shit on my car. But when I accelerated, it would kick out of fifth gear.
It finally happened. It broke. And
it's no, it didn't break. I just slowed down to 125 kilometers. It was fine. But no, I couldn't figure it out. I put the cruise control on, set it to, 130, whatever it was, and just driving along, and it would just, I'm watching the gear shift slowly slide out of fifth into neutral. So I'm trying to figure out what all that's all about. I'm just wondering if that's a symptom of maybe I better check my gear fluid or something. If anybody knows what that might potentially be a symptom of, feel free to put it down in the chat room. Car's not exactly broken. Still works. Still goes. So.
Yeah, but kind of pointless to explain to us because we're all computer people.
Yes, you're all geeks and nerds, and you have absolutely no clue about anything concerning cars except that it was a pretty decent Pixar movie. I got it. Right. All right. Well, that's just too bad for me, I guess. I guess we can just, like, dive into wrestling talk here and forget about everything else, shall we?
That's kind of the point. Last session.
Then we might as well talk about Dolph Ziggler's concussion that you alluded to in the opening, Omega. He got a boo-boo on the head. What happened? I missed it.
Swagger happened.
Oh, well, that almost explains everything. I mean, you know, it could have been Sin Cara, but, you know, he's still too busy being hurt because of himself.
Ziggler was trying to interfere in a match on SmackDown with Swagger and Big E Langston and got a boot in the head for it. And boot in the head made him forget the last 48 hours.
Have you ever suffered a head injury bad enough to forget what happened leading up to it?
No, I have not.
Has anybody?
Yes.
It's not fun. I mean, you know, when I got the supposed boot to the back of my head, I lost like a week.
I was lucky enough I only lost about 3 to 4 hours. Mind you, I still have no idea how I got backstage after leaving the ring, but...
Hmm. So you've still never recovered any of those memories?
The only thing I can remember is going down the little walkway we had and I hugged the wall.
Uh-huh.
That was about all I can remember.
Okay. So with Ziggler regaining the 3 days he lost, it's pretty much a crapshoot at this point in time as to whether or not he ever remembers anything. Now, when this first came about and was reported that he had retrograde amnesia, it was reported on WWE.com, the first thing that went through my mind was it was a... WWE was going to work some kind of a storyline. And they're just saying, oh yeah, you know, they kicked to the head with a concussion. He suffered retrograde. You know what I'm talking about. But it turned out to be like absolutely, totally legit. Could you possibly see WWE, doing something like that? If, you know, just to use that as a, something in a storyline or an angle?
Well, if it had happened to his ankle or heel or something, maybe.
Retrograde amnesia after having his ankle snapped? What?
Huh? I don't know. What I mean is, it seems to me like every time, they always try to work in every little injury just in case it turns out to be major and they have to explain it away.
Just in case.
Just in case.
So.
Now, the difference is, when it's Ziggler, it's usually going to be treated seriously. When it's John Cena, he'll Superman up, recover from it, and it'll just come off as, you know, he's beating the odds again.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I just started chuckling after that little quip about suffering retrograde amnesia after breaking your ankle. It just reminded me of something my sisters used to say all the time when we were kids growing up. So how do you give a man brain damage? Kick him in the nuts.
Old joke.
Yeah.
So I'm sure anyway. When you heard it was new.
Well, here's the thing. It's still new to me because I happen to be, you know, with the brain injury survivor thing, I have memory problems myself. No, people, it's not from old age. Jackasses.
This is why you can't get anything shipped out. It keeps forgetting to take it to the post office.
I keep forgetting, but hey, you know, the good thing is I can watch Star Wars like 5 times in a row in a day, and it's still brand new, like I've never seen it before.
And you get to forget the original, the new trilogy. I envy that.
Yes, what new trilogy?
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't scare me like that, because you say things like this, and I'm thinking I might have missed something. Anyway, we're making jokes and making light of it. It's no laughing matter to have your bell rung that hard. I mean, your memory patterns are laid down on, you know, like the neurons and all those other crap with the pathways. Can you? How hard do you have to get hit for that shit to get knocked off your nerve endings in your brain? Very simplistic way of explaining it or describing it, but you get the idea. How hard, but seriously, how hard did that have to have connected?
Well, it would have been along the same lines as what you would see in, say, the UFC or something like that. High head kicks, that's why they got banned.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't actually see the footage of what happened, but going by the description, it sounds like Swagger, instead of pulling the kick like most guys would, he's accidentally gone full force and cracked Ziggler in the head, which would cause that issue.
Now, isn't Ziggler doing that something that pretty much just about everybody who's ever talked about this? Isn't that something that everybody's been worried about potentially actually happening with Ziggler? Because, let's face it, he just looks sloppier than hell in the ring.
The whole company's been worried about the head concussions and stuff like that since the whole Chris Benoit incident.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's why you don't have chair shots to the head. That's why you don't see a pile driver. That's why you barely see a brainbuster.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see these type of moves because they are worried about the damage to the head.
Uh-huh.
And rightly so. But the thing is, all this really is, it was an accident.
Uh-huh.
No matter how much you try to ban and, you know, bubble wrap a situation or try to protect one part of a person's body in a contact sport like wrestling, mistakes are going to happen, and these accidents will pop up every now and again.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it sounds like they're doing the right thing by Ziggler and just pretty much, you know, not giving him any in-ring time since it's come to light, which wouldn't have been too much after it happened.
Yeah.
Give him a week off, and he'll be fine.
Okay, so basically you answered the question, what do you do with him? You basically put him on the shelf and see how he is just before the pay-per-view.
Well, you don't 100% put him on the shelf. You give him a hype promo or something on SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
Or on Raw or something. Give him minimal role. Keep him there. Give him a minimal role. You know, maybe put the focus on who's he going up against at the pay-per-view?
Del Rio and Swagger ladder match.
All right, so those three cut promos this week.
Mm-hmm.
That way you keep interest in the match and you get, and like you said, you wait until maybe 2 or 3 days before the pay-per-view, get medical clearance. If he's cleared, he wrestles. If he's not cleared, well, then you stage a backstage attack to take out Ziggler, and you just turn it into Swagger versus Del Rio. For I don't know, play it, whoever wins gets a proper shot at Swagger or something.
Uh huh.
Mm. I know that ending doesn't really make sense, but you know, it's WWE. Since when does that make sense?
There you go.
I kind of go with the same result. Unfortunately, I don't think they wait that long before announcing the change, just because the original diagnosis was a serious concussion, and to my knowledge, that has not changed. And WWE is extremely wary about that. They're not going to let him back in the ring unless he can, you know, unless they pass the test to make sure that he's completely recovered from that. And they're so sensitive about that now, I don't think they're going to put him back. I don't think they're going to put him back in the ring less than 2 weeks afterwards in a ladder match of all things.
Yeah, that kind of sort of screws up the world title.
It doesn't screw it up too badly. Hey, you know, hey, Swagger, you injured your You injured your opponent before your title match, so guess what? You have to re-earn your title shot. We're gonna hang a contract above the ring instead of a belt, and it's you and Del Rio for number one contender.
And it's still a ladder match, and it's a number one contenders match instead of the triple threat ladder match for the title.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, you hear about all of these head injuries in professional sports, like, you know, football, and of course there's hockey, the NHL, and very infrequently it even happens in baseball. Some guy got beamed in the forehead. It was I believe it was a Blue Jays pitcher. Got smacked right in the forehead.
I know it's bad to say, but man, that was funny.
What, the getting the ball in the forehead?
Yeah, basically to see him pitch it out and then just come straight back to him. You got to think, in that last few seconds before it hit him, it probably clicked in his brain. He's gone, oh, shit.
Yeah, bang. What is he thinking? Exactly, what is he thinking? Yeah, it was Jay Happ.
It's one of those Wile E. Coyote moments where you expect to hold up a sign saying, ouch, before it hits.
Well, you know it hurt. Because he dropped like a fucking brick. But when you're talking about, you know, like watching him come back with a sign, the Wile E. Coyote, he just like, he throws it, holds up the sign and says, uh-oh, and then smash.
Yeah, because when those type of things happen to you, sometimes you just sort of, it's like, I'm going to have to take this no matter what. I can't move. I'm not going to miss. Oh, well, here it comes. Bang. Ow.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, this happens to athletes, and then all of a sudden, they're not playing sports for a good 6, 8, 10 months. I mean, look at Sidney Crosby, captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He missed, for all intents and purposes, with a concussion. He pretty much missed a full year of hockey. Half a season when it happened, and then another half season before he was able to come back.
Slight differences between that. Baseball and hockey, especially hockey, because, well, they seem to be able to, I don't know if this, my recollection is bad. Do they still wear headgear in hockey?
Or they do.
That's stupid. Okay.
Yeah. It was made mandatory in the late 80s.
Yeah. Okay, things like football, hockey, well, I know our rugby guys don't wear it because they're fucking idiots. But most of the sports down here we don't wear protective headgear. I don't know why. Yeah. Bunch of morons. Basically, when you're wearing a helmet, it takes a lot of the shock out. But when you get hit in the face with a hockey puck or a baseball, that does a lot more damage than a kick to the head.
It's degrees.
There's difference on, you know, your pounds per inch, which is how they measure a hit. And, yeah, a flying baseball to the head is a lot more than a kick to the head.
Yeah, well, you stop and think about it. How fast is a kick usually flying by the time it connects? Maybe 10 miles an hour tops, if somebody throws that fast?
Depends.
You know? It's like, how fast can somebody throw a kick or even a punch or whatever? When you're getting beamed in the side of the head with a hockey puck, frozen chunk of rubber, that thing's flying at a good, like, anywhere from 80 to 110 miles an hour. And when baseball coming off the bat can get up to that speed as well. The only saving grace with baseball is baseball itself is not quite as hard as a hockey puck. But again, you know, you compare the apples and the oranges, at least in hockey, they have shock-absorbing helmets. Even with the helmets, when they get a concussion, it's not, you know, it's usually still a pretty bad damn thing. But with Ziggler, okay, retrograde amnesia, he lost a couple of memory engrams. How severe could this concussion of his be? How long do you think he might be held from wrestling?
Well,
depending on the degree?
Yeah.
Sorry, here you go.
No, Mason's right. It all depends on the degree, and we won't know that until, you know, he gets more checkups and we actually find out, you know, how well his recovery is coming, if it comes at all. I mean, this is the kind of thing that ended Bret Hart's career. You know, it ended Christopher Nowinski's career, and ironically started his other career. So that's the fear, is that he'll be the next Nowinski, or he'll be the next Hart. You know, and this is, you know, their most promising young talent that they've got going. It's the guy that the fans are behind. They want to see him, you know, in the ring, whether, you know, just because they respect the guy's work. And it's rare that you get someone like that. So that's the last thing they want, is for that to happen, which is why I think they're going to take the safe route. Monday, I think you're going to hear he's out of the match. It's number one contendership now, because they don't want to take the world title off of him that fast, and they don't want to risk it getting worse.
Yeah. So basically tomorrow night we're in for that announcement of the change in match.
Yeah, and after that you'll hopefully find Swagger back on the shit list, because between the drug taking and now injuring Stars, he's losing a lot of points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like, they got to build like a doghouse for the doghouse now, don't they?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, gee, I don't know what else to talk about this. I think we pretty much talked this topic to death.
But by the way, I sort of retract my comment about the punches versus baseball.
Okay.
Here it is. While I was sitting here, I'm like trying to find out what the fastest kick. Fastest kick on record is about 77 miles per hour.
Then I take back what I said too.
And considering that most baseball pitchers throw anywhere on average between 80 and 90 miles per hour in a pitch.
There's not a fuck of a lot of a difference when you get up to that speed, is there? So you've got a choice. You want to get a hit in the forehead with a baseball, or on the side of the head with an instep.
Yeah.
The hard part is, at least the baseball doesn't have, a baseball or a hockey puck doesn't have the mass of, you know, a Jack Swagger. You get a lot of force, and it's very dense when it hits, but it doesn't have a lot of, you know, once it doesn't have a lot of mass to carry that momentum, to carry that impact force.
Yeah, so, but here's a little bit of physics for you. Mm-hmm. You stop and you think about it. A foot hitting your head at 70 miles an hour, with as much of the leg and ankle and the foot itself making contact, that makes that very diffuse compared to the hockey puck or baseball, where you figure baseball, that all of that 77, 80 miles an hour is concentrated into a basically a sphere that's 1 inch in diameter. And with a hockey puck, it's concentrated into an area that's maybe an inch thick and an inch and a half wide tops. So,
yeah,
again,
still
it balances out, doesn't it?
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, pretty much. Mind you, interesting weird little fact. It only takes 17.5 pounds per inch to break any bone in the human body.
It takes how much?
17.5 pounds PSI.
I thought it was 12 pounds per square inch.
No, wow. I've got 17.5.
Okay, bones have gotten stronger since the 1980s.
Well, they'd probably be in like your mixed martial artists and stuff like that. You know, go up to any teenager. I'm quite sure if you blow on them, they shatter like glass. Drink your milk, kids.
There you go. Drink, yeah. Milk does the body good.
Yeah.
So, one thing that my dentist used to really appreciate was how good my teeth were because of all the milk that I used to drink. So, yeah, drink milk. I don't care if you're 20 or 12, drink milk. Question. They've ever since the Benoit thing, like you said, Mace, they've pretty much done away with chair shots to the head and stuff like that. Is it time for professional wrestling to get rid of all the other things that are taken to the head? The bulldog, you know, the pile driver, like you say, it's almost non-existent anymore. Facebusters, the DDT, you know. That's something else that shows that it's an impact to the head. Should these things also be eliminated from pro wrestling, or can they be done safely enough to still look like it actually connected without connecting?
Well, it all comes down to training in this case, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you take the bumps for it, the bumps have been redesigned over the years, so there's less impact to the head, but it also, the rings have been redesigned. They're actually a lot softer these days than what they were, you know, even 20 years ago. Taking away such moves, some you can modify, like standardized suplexes. Yes, there is a chance of impact to the head, but you don't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
DDTs, also, it's a direct impact to the head, but that's only if you spike it.
Yeah.
This is the thing. You'll notice, go back to the 90s, you go back to the two main people, well, three technically, who have ever used a DDT as a finish. Dreamer, Raven, and Jake.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that a lot of those guys, all they're doing, they're just falling backwards. Their opponent chooses how to take it.
Yeah.
If their opponent spikes it, then there's the issue of taking damage. All you gotta do is say, don't spike a DDT.
Well, Rick Rude used to do
a front bump.
Yeah, Rick Rude used to do a reverse DDT, didn't he?
Yeah, so did Goldust as well. But no. You don't see the reverse DDT these days as much as you would a DDT.
I honestly cannot remember the last time I saw a reverse.
When was the last time you watched a Sting match?
Oh God.
This would require watching TNA, Mace.
True.
Yeah, I haven't seen Sting wrestle in like two fucking years. Every time I watch TNA, he's not wrestling for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you can't take out anything that runs a risk of any type of knock to the head, because then you're taking out 95% of the moves.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wouldn't have wrestling. You'd have to take away anything that drops an opponent. You'd have to take away every form of a suplex. You'd have to take away a scoop slam.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to take away arm bars. You'd have to take away. You'd have to take away like literally 95% of wrestling's moveset if you were to do that. And then what would you be left with?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not to mention, pretty boring show.
Not to mention, all your hardest hitting moves are ones that are usually delivered to the head, so automatically you're doing away with pretty much everyone's finishers. I mean, have you watched Saturday Morning Slam where headshots are completely banned?
Oh, that would require somebody actually watching Saturday Morning Slam. My answer to that is in a very emphatic no.
It's boring.
They
do comedic matches for kids to watch, and that can get entertaining, but none of the moves look like they really hurt.
Ooh.
Yeah, think about it. If you do that, you take away, okay, there goes the stunner, there goes the rock bottom, there goes
RKO.
Jericho's code breaker, there goes the RKO, there goes...
the bro kick.
Yep, bro kick, super kick, tombstone pile driver. Choke slam, friggin', CM Punk wouldn't have the GTS. John Cena wouldn't have the attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
I doubt there'd be a person on that roster with a finisher.
Unless it was like a sharpshooter, Cloverleaf, the Scorpion Deathlock or whatever.
Okay, so this can't
no,
be...
This
can be the UFC. We'll just go all submissions.
I will say this. Rock's just put in the chat, all that would be left is the people's elbow and Hogan's leg drop. Hogan's leg drop would be banned.
Yep.
The leg drop would be banned.
Leg wedge would be banned. The five-knuckle shuffle, banned.
Yep.
Waller would lose both of his finishers.
Sandow...
Yeah. No, it's kind of fun just sitting back and hearing all these moves that would wind up being banned. It's like, why bother even having a wrestling show?
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make.
You wind up with two guys in the ring calling each other names until one of them cries.
Pretty much.
You know? You're ugly! You're fat! You're a piece of shit! He wins!
And yes,
there have been feuds in wrestling where I could swear that's how they were going to go.
Okay, and yes, Rock, the only good thing to come of this would be no more Carly Chop.
But I want more Carly Chop. More Carly Chop. No less Carly Chop. More Carly Chop. That works.
No.
Yes. Who doesn't want more Carly Chop?
Me?
Only if Carly gets to turn his name to Hassan.
Come on,
I throw out a Bugs Bunny reference and nobody bites. Fuck you all.
You missed what I was saying because you walked all over me with what you were said about nobody getting that. And I said it didn't
fit. Tim, doesn't that sound familiar like you do to somebody else in this network?
I don't know what you're talking about. There you go again.
And come on, guys.
We want your opinion, we'll give it to you.
Hold on. You don't want this man doing more chops? Come on now.
Ask Mace. Oh, wait. He answered. Ask Omega.
Oh, God.
I sent you a picture, Tim.
And 5 minutes later, he blew out a knee.
The Kali chop was great until it took an arrow to the knee.
Oh, God.
You know, the only thing I see that Carly picture with him with the Rey Mysterio mask on. I just want to see him do Rey's old entrance where they shoot him out of the stage.
That'd be hilarious.
Only because I want to see the damn thing shake. The entire stage would shake when he lands.
Oh man, that'd be just priceless. They could pull that off. It'd be funny as hell. I just don't see them having enough, springs. To actually slide him up there, like, with enough force. Yeah, all of a sudden, it moves like a very slow-moving cargo elevator.
The amount of force that they need to do that with Carly would be hilarious. And it would be even funnier if you had Carly and Rey at the same time. Carly just goes up a little bit, and Rey takes off into the atmosphere.
Oh, crap, we switched the springs.
Oops. You cued the wrong guy, gorilla position, man. Yeah, my bad. Just wanted to see a Mexican in orbit.
It's the Mexican space program.
There you go.
El NASA.
So, yeah, there you go, and that's all there is to that. Brock destroyed Triple H's office. Was that cool or was that cool?
It was indeed very cool.
Yeah, so on that note, what we're going to do is take our first time out of the evening, come back, and talk about it.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Hey
every Monday night. Get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns.
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is a public service message from your friends at the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday nights at midnight, the Wild Talk Radio Network presents Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, a show that has a reputation to sometimes take things a little too far with their use of vulgar language and explicit content. We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are here to tell you that we will not stand for this any longer. We are going to make sure that Cigarette Butts and Bandanas cleans up its act. There will no longer be any use of vulgar language. There will be no more explicit content, and no one will be offended when they tune in to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Saturday nights, midnight Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support, and continue to listen to the new and improved Cigarette Butts.
Screw that. Join us Saturday nights, where we will take things to the extreme, the only way we know how, with the no limits and uncensored nature of the one and only Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, I just can't stand!
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really moved him. I said she.
And welcome back to WrestleTalk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And my sanity is gone. Why, Grace? Why?
It's the word.
No, bird is the word.
Yeah. Bird is the word.
Bird is the word tonight?
It is. Not Grace, because it just brings back very painful memories.
Oh, this is where we need to sit down on the psychiatrist's couch and bring up the memories.
No, that's the second half of Segment 2.
A greaser killed my father.
No, it was more the fact that Olivia Newton-John, with her over-the-top Australian accent, did not do anything to sort of help our country. And even for her, that was put on. It was like the producer said, "We need you to sound more Crocodile Dundee-like." Crap.
Well,
can you hug a koala?
I don't picture them saying that to her, because I think Crocodile Dundee was 10 years after Grease.
Either way, it's like every time you see a rugged up Canadian that goes "eh" every 5 seconds, you know.
You mean
"eh"? You can sympathize with what I'm dealing with when I hear this shit.
Yeah, your Canadian accent sucks. Don't try it again.
What you talking about, "eh"?
What are you talking about, "eh"? Oh, that was a great game, eh? Oh, that was awesome. They, Toronto Maple Leafs, they won tonight, eh? They beat the Boston Bruins. It was such a great goal game, eh? And Reimer, he got that first star, eh? He was so good in that, man. See, there's your Ontario accent right there.
Yeah.
But Mace, you all right. You talk about how that's bad. This was bad.
7-11, heavy and black.
Stop! For the love of fuck!
Where did you get that? Oh my god, nobody was supposed to hear me singing.
Just give me a minute, I gotta clean the blood out of my ears.
No, for real, what
you
the fuck?
You never bring
that
up Jillian Hall ever again!
Oh my god, oh, that was Jillian Hall?
God,
I thought somebody was pulling a tail off a cat.
I had almost forgotten what she sounds like.
Way to make Brooke Hogan sound like a, you know, all-star singer. Man down, says Josh in the chat. Man down.
Man, no shit. I would like to apologize on behalf of the Wild Talk Radio Network for any medical bills you need after hearing that.
You can send your request for reimbursement to rock@wildtalkradio.com. Yeah. And who knows, it might actually go through. Or not.
Maybe. You never know. Especially with my email.
Yeah. Tonight's safe word, kids. Banana.
No, that's Saturday's. That's Saturday.
Oh, that was Saturday's safe word? Okay.
That's every Saturday's safe word.
Okay. Tonight's safe word is pizza.
And you need more A's in your banana. Just saying.
That's not enough A's?
No, you need more.
Na-na-na-na-na. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So, talking about things getting demolished, like my ears.
Yeah!
For Brock Lesnar went to WWE HQ.
And totally destroyed Triple H's office. You figure that Triple H decided he wanted to get some, redecoration done, so he just said, "Yeah, go smash your shit up, we're going to redo it."
The thing is,
yes,
I don't.
I'm perfectly sure that's his office. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably like some lackey. It's probably Jim Ross's office.
There you go. I'm thinking it was just a supply closet that was made to look like an office.
Pretty much.
That's one supply closet.
last I checked, they were bragging about Triple H had this nice corner office. So he's got the big windows on both sides.
Yeah. Budget cut, son. Thanks, Dad.
Mind you, I know this isn't part of the office, but well, it's part of their building. I like when they're in the elevator and the guy go off and you sort of see out. I like how they sort of had the foyer of that part of the office with the ropes done up looking like a wrestling ring.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was quite amusing. Quick, kid, go run the office ropes. Bang, straight into a wall.
I know about five or six guys I could talk into actually doing that, come to the shows. to set them up. And says, they go run the ropes. Bam! That'll teach you to show up late.
Do it.
Yeah, make sure it's filmed.
Yeah. But yeah, how flimsy was that sledgehammer though?
Yeah.
I like after it broke, Brock just looks at it like, oh shit, that wasn't supposed to happen. What am I supposed to do now?
We weren't supposed to have the rubber sledgehammer in here, what the fuck?
Brock, no can smash.
So fun, yeah. What does this do for the next feud or the next match between these guys next weekend?
It definitely inflates the personal nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I came and destroyed your office. What's next, Brock? You gonna go to his house?
IKEA bill on a pole match.
So you don't see them setting up Triple H to do anything to like Brock's car or anything tomorrow night, eh?
No, because that would quite possibly involve explosions, and we know that never really works out.
That never turns out good in WWE. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. You see them doing anything with Paul Heyman?
Probably.
I mean, they've
Triple
already beat him up once.
Triple H throws his business card at Paul Heyman.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, they've already beat Paul Heyman up once.
Yeah, there's only so many times you can beat up Heyman and still have it be funny.
He steals his checkbook. He really screws up Paul Heyman and starts passing bad checks in Heyman's name.
Like, that's really going to matter because Heyman's been doing that for years.
I was about to say, yeah, like, that's never been done. All right, well, there's your reaction to Brock destroying Triple H's office. Why don't we move on and talk about something else?
Sure, why not, Tim?
Oh, might as well. Apparently, we've got some movie talk to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of broken.
ABC has picked up Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as a series to debut this fall. Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh. This is awesome.
Yeah. You thought that I was going to go to the Turtles filming pictures leak.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Don't say until we get there. You'll let the rage out early.
Sorry. We don't want to leak out the rage. We want it all coming, like, explosively. Like you spent a week in Calcutta eating the food.
Right.
Or, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice visual there.
But yes. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Let's talk about this. Tell me, what do you guys know about this? What's going on here?
Stars Agent Coulson. That's enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, they've resurrected Agent Coulson?
He didn't die. He didn't die.
I don't know. Is it like I know they said in the trailer that this is like the sequel to The Avengers is on television, but I don't know, it just doesn't seem like that was the intention.
It just kind of sort of accidentally worked out that way?
Well, we didn't actually see him die on camera, and this is a movie death on top of a comic book death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, true.
We know for a fact part of it's staged because, you know, the bloody cards that weren't, that he didn't actually have when he got shot.
That were in his locker.
So there's some being finagled here.
Interesting.
Like,
I'm just reading this post.
It could be. I'm sort of wondering, like, what exactly is going to happen because you might get the occasional guest or something. Like, you're going to have Coulson. That's a given because the dude was, you know, turned into some sort of immortal god man by the Marvel fandom after the movie.
Yeah, come on, Coulson's awesome.
He shot Loki. That was all he did. That was all it was. But sure, but then again, he did have the 80s-esque one-liner, so.
Yeah, it was the one-liners that made him awesome, dude. Don't know what this does. Oh, that's what this does. But
the only problem with it is it's like trying to build off the Avengers, yet we can pretty much guarantee that there's going to be no actual Avengers in it.
Okay, well, this is going to be the long way around to get to it, and then we can talk more about it in depth. But you guys remember the stories when the original Star Wars trilogy came out that Lucas was originally called it Revenge of the Jedi, and there was a big fan protest write-in that took a lot longer than it would have taken nowadays, because there was no such thing as the internet back then. All these Star Trek geeks are saying, Jedi don't take revenge. Jedi don't, you gotta change the title. So he changes it to Return of the Jedi. And my brother actually has a poster, a lead poster from, Lucasfilm or whatever it was that put it out, that it's an actual Revenge of the Jedi poster. This thing is worth thousands. And it was one of the first releases of the poster, even before the movie went into production for promotional purposes, that was sent to all the radio and TV outlets. And I'm jealous as hell. I want that goddamn poster. And my brother's a prick because he keeps telling me no. But anyway, so to make a short story even longer, Lucas changes the name to Return of the Jedi. All right, well, here we go to do the prequels. And he does the first movie, Phantom Menace, and everybody says, yeah, Jar Jar Binks sucks. Don't use him so much. Comes out with the second movie with a little bit less Jar Jar, but not quite less enough. But he calls it Attack of the Clones. And people are all up in arms, and they're doing the protestations and stuff. Well, what happened to the Clone Wars? Yada, yada, yada. No, it's Attack of the Clones. It's Attack of the... And people were like, I don't believe it. He's not changing the name. What the f*** is going on with that? Next thing, you know, the Revenge of the Sith comes out, and then on TV we get the animated version, and it was George Lucas's plan all along to have a TV series called The Clone Wars. And that's why he didn't change the name of the second prequel movie. This is how this now relates to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as the live-action version of the Clone Wars done actually before Avengers 2, as opposed to waiting until the series is played out and then putting it on TV?
No.
How do you get from there to here? Well, you listen to Tim.
No. That much time. Just get, no.
Take a lot of no-dos. So, no, you don't see that?
Yeah, like, I reiterate Omega. No.
How come?
This has potential to be, oh, come on, Omega, you'll know this. The live action X-Men thing.
Here, I'll give it to you, to your Doctor Who fans. This is Torchwood. This is taking the interesting concept from the main canon and giving it its own life so you can flesh it out and do some things that you can't do on a big screen budget. You know, okay, yeah, we probably won't see any Avengers, but you know what? There are other Avengers-related characters that haven't shown up. You know, we have Ms. Marvel, we have Falcon. They'd be very easy to use in live action on TV.
Luke Cage.
Nick Cage, Iron Fist. There's a lot of room they could. There's a lot they could work with here.
I want to see how racist they get with Iron Fist.
Iron Fish?
I don't know. Brain no function properly.
I've suddenly imagined a goldfish with repulsor beams.
Actually, that's pretty awesome. And you know what? It's a better concept than Ultimate Spider-Man for a cartoon show.
No kidding. No, this is the opportunity to do smaller things in the Marvel Universe that the movies are a little bit too big for. Because, you know, the next movie, the next Avengers, it's going to focus on the main heroes again. It's going to introduce a few more of the major ones, and it's going to have one big threat in it. But S.H.I.E.L.D. is still just going to be this little background thing that's more or less just something to bookend the plot. You know, S.H.I.E.L.D. starts getting the Avengers together, and S.H.I.E.L.D. cleans up after the Avengers when all is said and done.
Okay.
TV shows a chance to actually see the people who do it, you know, the cases they solve, and adds validity to the S.H.I.E.L.D. agency when they actually do things without a superhero.
So you see them actually being able to do this right if the correct writing and creative is in place.
Right.
And this could turn out to be another Battlestar Galactica miniseries that, with the because of the popularity of it, they turned it into a series without starting off with miniseries.
Well, with the writing involved, it's going to at least be very accurate and portray what was done in the Avengers very well, considering that the guy who wrote the fucking movie is doing the TV series.
It does help.
That doesn't hurt at all. So at least they'll have, you know, at least partial continuity. At the very
partial
least.
Continuity, yeah. It's going to be in the universe, which is the cool thing about this. Yeah.
Now, here's the question. Who's going to be the villain for in Avengers 2?
In Avengers 2, it's going to be Thanos.
They kind of showed him at the end of the first one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sort of. And then there's that little smile, and boom. And then all of a sudden, Thanos. Now, okay, you're not going to have Robert Downey Jr. or any of those other guys show up on your TV series. Are you going to be able to set up Thanos?
But, you can do a Hulk episode.
Yeah, you can do it, yeah.
And mind you, it will have to just be the CGI Hulk.
Well, here's the thing. Honestly, like, I could see them bringing in Captain America for, like, a season finale. You know, all they just break out the budget a little bit.
Well, that actually adds to, it opens up the next question that I was trying to figure out how it's going to get to. Guest appearances by any of the Avengers.
Black Widow. I think she was actually in the tease.
Well, Black Widow. Well, they had all the Avengers in the tease and little clips and little hints, but nothing beyond that, to my knowledge. But yeah, you've got Black Widow and Hawkeye, who are the most connected to S.H.I.E.L.D.
that could
feasibly be there. But I don't know if you could afford. I don't know if you could afford Black Widow, Hawkeye, maybe.
Well, I don't see how you could afford Hawkeye without being able to afford Black Widow. Again, you wouldn't have them, as we apparently lost Mace, you wouldn't have them on every episode. It would be, you would have, you know, like the both of them on a couple, then one on a few, and then the other one on a few, and then bring them both back together for a couple.
Yeah, but it's...
There is so much potential money out there for this because of the popularity that I think that they could probably get the right kind of advertising money from sponsored companies to be able to do stuff like that. Yeah, sure, you're not going to have Robert Downey Jr. on the small screen for 17 episodes, but I could see him doing a guest appearance. He gets his $1 million for being on screen for 10 minutes.
Well, it all depends. Like, yes, this is gonna, at least in the first season, this is gonna draw huge advertisers just because the Marvel movies are so enormous, but it's still going to be within a TV budget, and there's still gonna be a lot, it's still a superhero style series, so the special effects budget's gonna be pretty high for something like this.
Yeah, it's gonna be enormous for the special effects.
Yeah, I honestly, if you're gonna bring out any of the Avengers, it's probably gonna be like a one per season thing, because you look at the cast. Yeah, you know, Robert Downey Jr. Okay, that's an expensive draw to get. Scarlett Johansson, that's an expensive draw to get. But Jeremy Renner, not as big a star. Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yep.
Aside from being the most logical to use, I see, you know, he's not nearly the star that Robert Downey Jr. is.
Well, even Mark Ruffalo is not an expensive star to have on TV. I mean, the guy, he was probably one of the three lowest paid main actors in the Avengers. I mean, guy like that, you're probably paying him $950,000, believe it or not. Yes, I said $950,000 for what he did in Avengers. Now, of course, for the second movie, he probably can now command $2 million. But still, you'd be able to use Mark Ruffalo a lot more often. You know what the budget for Friends was in its final season?
I know the cast was demanding ridiculous prices, but do tell me.
Well, the cast in the final season were each getting paid $1 million. They all got together on this thing, and when one of them got a raise, everybody else had to have the same raise. So they were all making the same money. It was an ensemble cast. They were all doing equal share, yada, yada, yada. You think about it, just in the main cast alone, that's a $7 million per episode budget right there. Then you have all the other incidentals. You got the supporting characters and everything. The budget was like $10-11 million per episode. And you stop and you think about it, when Star Trek, the original series, premiered, they were given a budget of $289,000 for the first season. They moved their time slot in the second season and dropped their budget because the ratings dropped. The ratings dropped because they moved the time slots. And by the third season, you know, you can always tell a third season original series episode from a first one just because of the quality of what's going on. Their budget was like $160,000 all inclusive. That paid for the special effects, the actors, the extras, all the people behind the scenes and everything. Now, $160,000 in 1969, that'd be about $2.5 million in today's money. And Friends had $11 million. Is there any way that the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. could get half that budget for their first season? Or do you think ABC will play it safe and say, listen, we've got faith, but we need proof. You got to do it with this amount of money before we can do anything else for you.
Yeah, you really can't compare it to Friends right now, because even though the Marvel franchise is proven, the show is not. You know, you don't know how big the show is going to go or how much an audience is going to be attracted to it if the only thing it has going for it is Agent Coulson.
Uh-huh.
So, I know, first season, I don't see it doing anything enormous. You know, I don't see it. You know, I think it's going to get a really good budget for a new show, but yeah, it's going to have to prove that it can draw the ratings without the Avengers in order for it to actually get the kind of budget you're talking about.
Well, in that situation, do you see them ordering a limited number of episodes for the first season just to, I don't know, call it test the waters?
That's hard to say. I think there would be enough faith in it to give it a really good, to give it an honest run at a first season.
Yeah, well, you know, like take a look at Anger Management, the TV series, not the movie. Charlie Sheen. You know the guy's getting paid like $1 million, but the first season was only 10 episodes. They only ordered 10 episodes, and it was ordered as a replacement, like a mid-season replacement. The second season so far has 17 episodes. It's going to go up to like 22, 23, like major network TV does.
No, you're wrong. It's not a mid-season replacement on FX, and they ordered 92 additional episodes for Anger Management after the first 12.
Okay. After the first 12, they ordered another 92. There you go. Right now, season 2 is going on. They're at episode 17. That's what I was saying. So I wasn't wrong. You just had to be all geeky on me and shit. But you understand what I'm saying, right?
I understand what you're saying.
Because they ordered an initial 12 episodes. 10 of them aired in season 1.
Or whatever it was, the 10, and then they ordered 92. Whatever it was.
After they said, oh, well, you know, and here it is. It's Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. It's Charlie freaking Sheen. His dad's on half of the damn things. You know?
But they only
started off with 10 episodes.
Right, and I think that's why they gave him 92 if his father agreed to appear on the rest.
Brock, this list that you popped up, the guys for Big Bang Theory get paid $300,000 an episode?
Uh-huh.
Lucky bastards.
And if you think about it, they're on the most popular show on TV.
And that's all they're making.
Kind of seems low.
Hey, 300,000 per episode. Mm-hmm. That's more than I'd ever see in my fucking lifetime.
Just for one episode.
Yeah.
They're making one episode what a lot of people would probably make in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. But shortcuts for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Maybe steal some of the old sets that we use in Avengers.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure those green screens are lying around.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it, CGI today is a hell of a lot cheaper than it was even 10 years ago.
Well,
but
yeah.
It costs more to pay the people coming up with the CGI.
And you also got to get the right company, too.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't want, like, the series getting the same graphics equivalent of, you know, Donkey Kong Country.
Mm-hmm.
Omega knows.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens when you give animation students the budget to actually try and make a cartoon? Animation students who are blind with three fingers between them.
Now, you're just picking on those poor, untalented bastards.
You didn't see this show.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Okay. This was like a CG cartoon based on the Donkey Kong video games from the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Where they couldn't animate more than six objects at a time.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so you'd see this series where there's supposed to be this huge army of enemies marching in on Donkey Kong's home, and they'd cut it to where only six were shown at one time, and they cut to another six, they cut to another six, and when more than six had to be in the same shot, they were as motionless as the barrels on the ground.
That reminds me of that one episode of Robot Chicken I saw where they were doing the Cannonball Run with all the cartoon characters and shit. And they had Speed Racer. Do you remember?
I didn't see that one.
He's sitting in his car, number five, holding the wheel, not moving. There's, you know, absolutely no movement from him. His hair's not waving in the breeze or anything like that. All that's going on is everything, there's a blurred scenery behind him that looks like it's like on a wheel that rotates to make it look like it's, you know, blurred scenery.
Right.
And the narrative is, gotta stand really still because the animation costs a lot of money, uh-huh. And if I stand really still, then it'll cost a lot less, uh-huh. You've gotta see that episode. It was kind of funny. Headless Paunch wins. Sorry to spoil it for you.
Shall we get to the fun one, shall we?
Oh, go ahead. I know you're dying to just absolutely blow it right
up.
I don't really need
to say shit because, you know, I already said it in a nice little half an hour podcast that I posted on the website the other day.
Oh, look at this. Look at this, mister. I'm shilling my own goddamn radio show.
Damn right. Somebody's got her.
Wait a minute. That's what you're supposed to do. Continue.
Well, just to sort of set things up, there has been leaked pictures of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, like basically pictures of Megan Fox as April O'Neil. Also confirmation of one of the cartoon characters, Verdon Fenwick, making a return, and also the actors in the mocap suits for the turtles.
Okay.
Plus the military jerk off that they're calling the Foot Clan.
Uh huh. So, where are the turtles from in this new movie?
I don't know. I'm hoping it's not from where I read over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, looks like
okay,
mutated
hang on,
alien
hang on,
space.
Hang on.
Wait, I need one more.
What?
Okay, go.
Apparently the fan reaction to that made Michael Bay's balls retract. He came out and said, no, we meant the ooze was alien. The ooze was always alien in the old comics. So that's what we meant by aliens. There's still gonna be mutants.
You fucking backtracking bullshitters. Talk about revisionist history, right? Like, now we never said alien. What are you, a politician? You a Republican?
That's why I've got a 119 page PDF that says different.
Yeah. Post it everywhere.
actually not as easy to get as you think. But yes, I decided to torture myself the other night and read through the 119 script of The Blue Door, which was the in-production code name for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Well, who's the dummy for reading this and torturing himself?
Well, in terms of me, but I've shared it out to so many other people since.
There you go. Okay, so you're also a sadistic. You're also a sadistic prick. Okay, wonderful.
Yep.
Well, you know, Spug's not here. Somebody's got to do it.
Pretty much.
sorry, Spug.
A friend of mine, Dan, that I gave the script to the other day, he made it up to page 16 before tapping out.
Oh God.
And he had me. And the thing is, he didn't even get to the turtles yet.
16 pages into the script, no turtles, and he said, "Fuck, that's enough."
Yeah,
must be a really awesome script.
Now I don't know how many pages Omega read. Probably none.
I'm sorry, my soul's more important to me than that.
Yeah, we don't care. Go ahead and read it. Oh, that was just mean. I'm sorry, Omega. I keep picking on, it's pick on Omega month. I don't know.
But yeah, I've just grabbed the script. I'm looking through and the turtles don't even rock up till like page 18, really. So he got close. But yeah, surprisingly enough, For those of you wondering, just for sort of a brief overview of what I've already said, the description of the turtles, very apt. All the personalities are intact. Their look is more realistic.
Oh God.
Obviously. They had Bebop and Rocksteady, and the descriptions were exactly the same as the old cartoons. So just, again, a realistic depiction of that. The only two characters from what I could tell that were changed to the point of I wanted to hit with a sledgehammer. The other one I thought, makes sense. Krang is, instead of being a pink brain, as we're used to in the cartoons and comics, gray. Obviously, we're going realism with, you know, brains being actually made of a gray matter.
That's true. They are, with a little bit of yellow where the medulla oblongata is.
Yeah, because alien brains look exactly like our brains.
Yeah, pretty much.
Until proven otherwise, they do. So shut up.
But from the description, he seems in more of what was that bipedal thing in Robotech? ED-209.
No, okay. No, that's RoboCop.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that thing.
Fucking Robotech.
It's
Speed Racer and Robotech in this show now.
Oh my God.
Hey, I was close. Robotech did have a bipedal.
You weren't remotely close.
I was. Shut the fuck up.
He was in the same ballpark. Different game, but same ballpark.
Not really. Just same confuse game, a live ballpark? Action cybernetic cop with an anime robo show.
What's the similarities? Robotics.
Pretty much.
There you go.
But yeah, so that sort of makes sense because anybody who saw the cartoon saw the big humanoid thing that Krang was in looked goofy as fuck.
Oh yeah.
So you know, trying to make a realistic depiction of that would be just fucking stupid.
Yep.
So in the big mech looking thing, that's fine. Shredder, on the other hand. I'll address him as they put it in the script.
Uh-huh.
Colonel Schroeder.
Colonel Schroeder? What?
Yeah.
Great. Are they going to approach Kevin Nash to reprise?
Oh, fucking hope not.
Maybe we'll get Scott Hall.
It's that bad that they even have a line. I think it's Michelangelo points out, "Hey, that sounds a lot like Shredder."
Hey, that sounds a lot like Shredder, and all of a sudden that becomes his nickname.
There's a lot of little "fuck you" lines in this, by the way. Basically,
Michael Bay fucking things up.
basically, the Colonel Schroeder character is a human until, like, probably about two-thirds of the way through the film, where he's an alien, yellow-skinned with a mouth, as they say in the script, that goes about halfway around his head. So he's a yellow Canadian South Park character.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, and now I'm just offended on principle.
He grows blades out of his body.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not watching this fucking piece of shit.
But the thing is, he's the only character that got royally screwed over.
God, I'm still not watching this.
Yeah, and by the way, the foot, they're not ninjas. It's a military unit.
Oh, come on.
It's a black ops military unit. And in the end, they get into a battle with the U.S. military!
Oh, brother. We did say spoiler alert, kids. We did say it.
Actually, it's not technically spoilers because this is a script that has been rejected.
Thank God!
But just,
yeah,
so you know, just
keep in mind, Michael Bay is very famous for leaking fake scripts just to kind of stir the fires a little bit. And it's also
piss people off.
Well, it's a backdoor way of getting fan responses. You know, during the writing process.
You know what's a better way of completing the writing process? Know your fucking product. Just saying. How many comic books have you got that you can go through? My God, you got a stack of Ninja Turtle comics that are like that high. Read the fucking things.
Probably somewhere in the vicinity of probably about 200 Turtle comics.
This is what I'm saying.
There's three cartoons. Pick one, watch.
Yeah.
Or how about this? There's a good Ninja Turtles movie they came out with in the 90s. Watch that fucking thing.
I did afterwards, just to
cleanse the palate.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I didn't even get to the bad part yet.
What?
And now to be on the safe side before he goes, I'll go there.
Spoiler alert!
Now go.
There we go. Keep that handy from now on.
The finale takes place in Dimension X.
No, it doesn't.
It does, where it's revealed that the Turtles are a prophesized group of brothers of a turtle alien race that are leading a revolution against Krang's forces.
Teenage Mutant Ninja bullshit.
Banana. Banana.
Wrong day. Wrong
I don't care. Cherry Sunday. Shut up. Get rid of it. Move.
But that's not all.
Oh, no. More?
Yes.
All right.
They add in a nice little sci-fi thing of worlds merging into one. Why? Because of orbs placed at four corners of the world.
What?
That the Turtles are prophesied to have to defend. Yeah.
That certainly deserves the fail trumpet. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
And you know what? Just to get... I'll give you two last things before I close this off. One, they actually bring up, well, Casey Jones brings up the fact that going by their origin story, they are in fact ninja mutant turtles who are teenagers. And Splinter says that's a stupid idea. The name of the fucking show in the movie, they shit on it. And this last bit, Omega's probably going to be the only one who understands why. But in the closing portions of the movie, and the script has it written down, a sexy, hot, female turtle appears.
Oy vey.
That's the sound of Omega banging his head on the desk, kids.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that was.
for those of you who don't understand this...
They don't need to. Michael Bay wants turtles to fuck.
But to give you a bit of an idea of how bad that last line is...
Someone wrote the line, sexy female turtle.
Yes.
Put that on your YouTube.
There is no dick from any dimension that could possibly make that work. That could possibly get off on that.
Not even there's another always... mutant turtle?
The thing is, the idea of female turtles has been pretty much disbarred, despised, ever since Next Mutation aired. Okay.
Oh God, I got.
For those of you who ever remember the live-action TV show, for anybody who remembers the Next Mutation TV show, where they had Venus de Milo, a female turtle, please remember that the creators of Turtles turned around and said, "That bitch ain't canon. She does not exist in anything we will ever write."
There was an anniversary cartoon done for Ninja Turtles where they actually, they brought in the 2003 Turtle series, combined them with the original cartoon and the original comic book Turtles. And so you had this like huge kind of anniversary cast going on. And there's a scene where they show you glimpses of like every iteration of Ninja Turtles. You had your samurais, your caveman, your robot turtles, you know.
What all the like, fuck?
Like, from all the different shows, from all the different canons, from all the different toy lines. And the samurai turtles they showed, legally they may not have been able to show them because they've been in legal disputes for, like, the last 15 years over that. But they didn't show the female turtle. They'd risk a lawsuit, but not show the female. That's how bad she was.
That's, yeah. You know, there are times I'm thinking that Michael Bay is the end result of when the condom doesn't break.
But
three people will understand that.
Going off the photos that have been leaked, the idea of Colonel Shredder, the foot military unit, and the turtles being captured and everything survived from this script.
Oh, God.
I'm now worrying what else has survived.
We're not totally sure about that.
Were these guys, like, watching the fifth season of the original 18 TV series when they came up with this idea?
Well, see, all we have right now are a bunch of Black Ops-looking characters with guns escorting, like... captured guys in suits with big backpacks that will eventually become CGI turtles.
Dumb.
So, by the way, props to those guys for carrying those things around, because they'd be fucking heavy.
You know what might be just as heavy? Actually making fucking suits.
I still can't believe you bought a turtle shell backpack, mate.
It's fucking awesome. Leave it alone.
I bet it is. I just can't believe
it. It came with a mask, dude.
No way.
Yeah, I got a set of masks with that thing.
Oh, shit. People, just so you know, this is the kind of stuff that we normally do off the air after the show.
Yeah.
This is the shit that we talk about. People have been curious about it. Now you know. Oh, my God.
The only difference is there's less evil apples to apples going on.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And yeah, for those of you wondering, reading this script, whether it's real, fake, leak, whatever, they pretty much had Megan Fox in mind for April O'Neil since the beginning.
No.
Yeah.
When did Michael Bay and April Megan Fox make up? Why did I say April?
When the production company probably passed him a big ass check with a lot of zeros on it.
Use the bitch. She blew me. Okay.
No, they reconciled after Jennifer's body tanked.
Oy.
Like, you're the only one that makes me money. Take me back.
Thanks for the visual, Omega. But that was
once again, no yellow jumpsuit, but then again, that's understandable because it looks silly on camera.
Yellow jacket, though.
Yeah. Oh, mind you, she's not a redhead.
No.
No, she's just Megan Fox with a yellow jacket on.
Oh. You know who is a redhead now is fucking Lois Lane in the new Superman. Jimmy Olsen's not redhead anymore. Jimmy Olsen's also a girl.
What?
Are you talking the Man of Steel?
Yeah.
They fuck with the Man of Steel. Cowabunga, bitch.
I have no faith in producers anymore. I have no faith in movie companies unless it's to do with the Marvel films.
Seems like as long as Marvel is in charge of their shit, they're making sure it gets done right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Marvel. We appreciate you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much on that note. Why don't we take
your comics suck, but we love your movies.
There you are.
Fucking Spider-Man. Everybody,
you're listening to WTR Sunday Night, and I'm not going to say Thrust Talk Radio because it's right now a WTR Sunday Night segment. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. On the other side of this, we are going to talk a little more wrestling. And, of course, we've got a little thing called Extreme Rules. Pick 'em. We're going to start tonight. So get ready. See if you can maybe be the winner of the next Pick 'em Challenge. We'll be back in just a sec. That's it. Next week, I'm picking the music.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And now, haiku time, with René Dasaldi and some dumb Aussie git.
Cheap Heat Radio. Not at all ripped off. Truly, we would never lie.
Opinions mixed. Many arguments will be had, but Lita is a slut.
Wild Talk Radio, home of Cheap Heat Radio, inside Braden's belly.
Views expressed within, only those of guy talking, standard boilerplate.
Got an indie show? Promote it on our show, now. Many more people.
Wrestling gets discussed. Pop culture references made. Cheap Heat Radio.
Cheap Heat Radio. Our thoughts may not be true, but your sports team does suck.
We need ad ideas. Haikus are running their course. Next time the hosts rap.
Cheap Heat Radio. Join us at 8:30 time. 'Cause what else is on?
Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to?
Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your
knees. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning. Look at some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
We talking.
Fuel injection cut up and chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
I'll get the money, I'll get the money.
With a four-speed on the floor, never waiting at the door. You know that ain't no shit, we're the getting licensed in greased lightning.
Hey, welcome back, WTR Sunday Night. That was not me singing along with John Travolta.
You sure, Tim? You sure?
I'm positive it wasn't me singing along with John Travolta. You and your goddamn greasy music. What the hell? Did you have, like, fat burger for dinner or something?
No. I only waited 90 minutes at a bar to get my dinner. That's all.
90 minutes in a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you had the fast food takeout option?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 30 minutes turns to 9 minutes. Class A.
What the hell?
I know.
No, I'm just wondering, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? Hey, I think it's about time we do a little round table.
This would be the round table. Anthony Dancy round table. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
And yes, that really was Omega singing along to himself.
Right.
You kind of moved past that now, haven't you, Omega?
Ignoring you.
It's over and done with, aren't you?
Just don't care.
Okay, ignore me all you want. Just don't ignore the roundtable question. Here it is. If a Make-A-Wish kid asked John Cena to become a bad guy on TV again, would he go through with it? Could you see this happening? All this work that John Cena does for Make-A-Wish, you know, you've got to give the guy credit. What if some kid, John, you should be a bad guy. You're good as a bad guy. Could you be a bad guy because I'm dying of cancer? Can you see John Cena doing it?
He'd probably go back to the old staple of him. Hey, look at my feet.
There's my heel turn for you.
Yeah. See, yeah. I phrased it a different way. I said bad guy, not heel turn.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Yeah, don't do the heel turn thing. You fuck up your Achilles.
Exactly. Because you notice
then you get amnesia.
Yeah. Amnesia. Like, it's back to 2003.
Oh, I stubbed my toe. Who are you people?
There you go.
Jeez.
So, I'm waiting. I think everybody is.
No. No. That's just one of those things where, well, for starters, like, the Make-A-Wish thing is for them to actually meet John Cena. They can't go, you know, I don't think some kid would go, I want John Cena to be a bad guy. Okay, we'd have to get in touch with him, or like, you don't want to meet him. No, just make him a bad guy.
Okay, Mace Jr.
Jeez, if it's Mace Jr., he'd want The Rock to go off a cliff in a car. He would want him to hit rock bottom.
Oh. Well, then wouldn't he have to lose all his money and become a drunk?
No, I'm ashamed. I actually laughed at that jerk.
Yeah, It wouldn't happen because it's not so much about, okay, it's a make-a-wish thing, but at the same time, it's a business thing. Like, even if they go through with it, you're gonna have some intern on at WWE HQ who's on, like, death watch. It's like, is the kid dead yet? Did the cancer win? Face turn!
Yeah, I could just see it. They're all in the back room in the office, you know, sitting down at the table. You know, creative is like, okay, update from the hospital. Shit. John, you got to go through with it. Sorry, he made it through surgery.
Son of a bitch. If the chemo works, my career is over.
Oh, my God. Quick, somebody switch that the chemo medicine out. with Eddie.
No. I could just imagine this.
John Cena visits the hospital, and he's just like when everyone's not looking, he just starts pulling cords out of walls.
I was about to say Vince has a direct line to the hospital. What? He's making it through? Quick, pull the plug.
Sorry, $50 million will be all right. Don't you? Yeah. Okay, we've just totally degenerated into being, I don't know, degenerates here.
This is horrible.
This has got to be the worst roundtable question we've ever
had. Who played that black card?
It was Tim.
That would be Sir Rockin'.
No, it was Tim, and you played it way too early.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, no, you're the one who laid that black card. Don't give me this shit. Yeah, that pissed me off. The perfect fucking question. Two questions later. God damn it.
You should know better now, Tim.
Still pisses me off.
And you have not gotten that card since.
No. God damn it. People are wondering.
There's a new card I keep hearing about that I haven't gotten to play yet.
Which card one? Is that?
That's the favorite new card.
Thunder?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that's, okay. That's the one we were talking about.
That's the card we were talking about, Omega. I had it.
I know.
And yeah, I played it two black cards too soon.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like it was funny at the time, and then the perfect black card comes. I'm like, no!
That's the name of any of those little party card games. Shit, now that card comes up.
There you go.
Exactly.
It's like renaming golf into what it's really called, Whackfuck.
No.
Have you ever played golf?
Yeah, I have.
Mini golf.
You know what I'm talking about, then,
Nate. I understand what you're talking about, yes, but it still wasn't funny.
It's still the truth, though. Did you get
I haven't, no.
Whack, watch it. Fuck!
I haven't played golf since my ball got stuck in the windmill.
Why did I laugh? That wasn't funny.
That just sounded painful.
Oh my God!
All I can imagine is Omega lining up for the putt and he hits it, gets stuck in the windmill, and it just seemed crack the shits and just, you know, go King Kong on the windmill, just beat the shit out of it with a golf club.
Why can't I see that happening? I can see it happen. I can picture that.
There is so much money to be made in a mini golf course that's just made up like a giant city where instead of those green foam, instead of the like little green fake grass paths, everything looks like highways you can stomp around.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, John, we're all in consensus. Yeah. We'll find a way to chicken out of it. Or back out of it.
Well, to make a serious answer, it wouldn't be about the Make-A-Wish at that point. It'd be about... It's a business direction. Like this, for the same reason you can't have a kid go, I want Walmart to charge $1 for every Transformer. It wouldn't work. You know, the business wouldn't allow it.
Thank you, Omega, for actually putting thought and seriousness into that question. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you suck. What are you doing that? We were having fun with this bullshit question until you did that.
And by the way, this all got inspired by a meme picture. Just saying. Anyway, moving along.
What was the meme picture?
About exactly the topic. I won't find the actual picture. But yeah, it was about the meme topic. The round topic.
Right.
Topic,
so.
Yeah, it's just one of those random wrestling pictures that ends up on Facebook or something.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thanks for being extremely vague.
Speaking of which, Tim, did you not post something related to IndieVeds on Facebook?
Are you ever going to be able to, like, read without sounding like you're reading? Thanks, Mel. Thanks a lot for setting me up, Omega. Yeah, I did. I posted a couple of weeks ago that you know, people should support their local independent wrestling shows and companies and, you know, go to the shows and have a great time. But with that being said, I also, because of a few different personal experiences, posted that if you're going to be a sycophant and think that your idea of supporting the local indie scene is to show up and weasel your way in for free, don't fucking bother. That is one thing that has garnered a lot of notice for me since starting up Canadian All Pro Wrestling. All these people are all real nice to you, and they want to get in and watch the show and cheer and have a great time. But nobody wants to pay to get in. What the hell is it? Have you ever experienced anything like that, Mace? Wrestling?
Well, the closest is, you know, friends of wrestlers saying, oh, I've got comp tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as close as I've ever gotten to it.
Okay, well, I had one show, I had 12 friends of Kamikaze show up because he said, hey, come watch me wrestle. They apparently misunderstood and figured, oh, they were going to get in for free. Didn't realize that we were charging them, and that's all there was to it. That's totally different situation. They're like, oh yeah, no problem. I didn't realize. Not a problem. Here's my money. Let me in. I've had several people get in touch with me. Putting on an indie show, especially when you don't have a whole hell of a lot of money backing you up. You need a lot of volunteers to help you do things. We've got volunteers to help set up the ring, tear it down. We've got volunteers to move the tables and set up the chairs and put everything back together at the end of the night. We've got volunteers that are working the merchandise table and the ticket table. And that's fine. And, you know, we can't pay them money right now. Eventually, someday, we'll be able to. But right now, we need the volunteers. I've got people, oh, I want to come and help, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And then they get there, and I say, okay, I need you to do this, that, and the other thing. So, oh, no, I don't want to do this, that, or the other thing. I'm just going to sit here with my wife and watch the wrestling. I've had several people do something very similar. I've had one guy tell me that it wasn't worth him paying $2.50 in bus fare to come to the show to find out he had to pay $12 to get in. Yeah, backyard wrestling with Rob, that's a different story. God damn it.
By the way, he's listening in via the TuneIn Radio app, which you can download. You can get on your smartphones by just searching out TuneIn Radio.
Hey, awesome, Rob Parks.
Just shameless shill right there. Anyway.
There you are, yeah. You can even download a Winamp app on your Android phone and listen to us on Shoutcast.
Yes, but we're promoting the TuneIn Radio app.
But we're tuning in the radio app. Got it.
Got it?
Yeah, I know. I said it fucked up. I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah, you know, this is me getting pissy about people trying to get into wrestling shows for free. Love to hear somebody give any feedback.
And by the way, he says, that's respect. Tim hasn't strangled anyone yet.
What?
You haven't strangled anyone yet for, you know, pulling all that crap on you.
Well, I've come close a couple times.
But he's giving you respect that you haven't done it yet.
Well, thanks for the respect, but it's getting closer every show. I'll tell you that right now.
Like you mean this Saturday?
This Saturday night. It better not happen, because I'll have my black shirt posse in force with me.
And that's the big dude, right?
That's the two big dudes.
The two big dudes, but there's a really, really big dude.
Yeah, the really, really big dude, the guy that's like almost as tall as Big Show, and he actually goes over the rope like Big Show. Mm-hmm. We call him, his nickname is Puppy.
That's right.
Yeah. The other guy the wider, not quite as tall guy. Really nice dude. He's Jewish. His nickname's Bacon.
Because that's kosher.
That's as kosher as we can get with him. Yeah. So we got Puppy and Bacon. And then there's another guy who's actually bigger than Big Show. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting for him to get his knee fixed. And then he's going to be donning the black security shirt, too. He's huge.
Right. Now,
I mean, scary big.
Scary big. Now, you're talking about the guys outside the ring. Who's going to be in the ring Saturday?
Oh, well, you know, the Saturday night is No Escape at the Royal Canadian Legion downtown Calgary. And tell you, it's going to be Canadian All-Pro Wrestling like you have never seen before. We've got a an actual women's match. Two ladies that have never, ever clashed on the ring before in the province of Alberta. This is a first.
And who would they be?
Well, one of them's Miss Dania.
Ooh.
You're just going to have to stay tuned to Facebook and CanadianAllPro.com because as of this week, we're going to start leaking out details of stuff like that once everything's, you know, all finalized. And let you know every day, once a day, what matches we got going on and what's happening.
You mean we're going to actually have real content on CanadianAllPro.com?
Oh, my God, it's a scary thought, isn't it? Yeah. Don't be a wise ass. Anyway.
And there's new videos on the Facebook page at facebook.com/CanadianAllPro. So.
Yeah, and there's even more videos that are coming, too, which is even more awesome. And it's, you know, two-camera shoot for most of the videos, is two-camera shoot, and you're going to get full matches.
Nice.
Yeah, you're not going to get the entire show up there, but you're going to get some really decent wrestling happening, which is awesome.
Sweet.
So that's all good. Yeah. But we have the return to Calgary, Alberta. Stampede Wrestling graduate by the name of Alex Plexus. Alex Plexus returning to Calgary from ECCW in BC just to take on the Hart Family Dungeon Prodigy, Chance Beckett.
Nice.
Yeah! So there's one of your matches we're going to give you. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Hell of a lot of fun. You know what's awesome?
What?
Tickets are only still only $12 advance.
Nice. But tell us about this main event, Tim. Tell us about the main event and how people can get involved.
The Dungeon Master, as he likes to be called anymore, and comes out to Johnny Cash music, the Dungeon Master, Johnny Devine, has got no choice but to face the number one contender, the returning Kamikaze. Now, what's really cool about this is we're letting everybody around the world, not just the guys and gals that are going to be at the show, but you people listening who aren't in Calgary or Alberta and have no chance of coming to the show, you get to vote on what kind of match Devine has against Kamikaze.
Right.
The poll is up on CanadianAllPro.com. You guys have to go and vote immediately, www.CanadianAllPro.com. We've got I believe it's a last man standing, an Iron Man match, or a lumberjack match you can vote on.
And a submission match.
And a submission match is the fourth one that I couldn't remember. Thanks. Yeah, fans bring the Legos. That'll be probably in August. Yeah, so all of that is happening. And we want you all to vote. So go to CanadianAllPro.com and vote on what match should be our main event. We're getting really interactive, and it's like Cyber Saturday. And as a matter of fact, we're going to keep voting going right up until intermission. At the end of intermission, you can like get on your smartphones or whatever while you're at the show and actually register your vote if you haven't done so yet.
So that means at intermission I actually have to take the thing down?
Yeah, at intermission that has to be like boom, because I'm going to have to send you a quick message saying, okay, what's the tally? Because you're going to have to let me know.
Okay.
And then we'll get on the microphone and then we'll announce it right before the main event.
There you go.
What the match is.
There you go. So it's Johnny Devine.
So in other words, we're going to rig it at the last second. And make it something that you weren't planning.
So you
just
can see,
because
you can,
we're assholes like that.
No, no, we're not serious, Tim. Come on. You You can see Giant Divine and Kamikaze for the Commonwealth Championship this Saturday night at the Royal Canadian Legion No. 1 in Calgary, Germanic Plaza, Alberta, Canada. I don't know their address, so. But how do you get tickets?
116 7th Avenue, Southeast Calgary, Alberta, right on the LRT line. As a matter of fact, there's an LRT stop right across the street from it. Parked car, take train, have a lot of fun. There's beer for sale, so you can drink as long as you're over 18.
Beer for sale?
Okay. Yep.
Should get more.
Yeah, it's an all-ages show, but it's a licensed venue. It's a Legion, dude. So, you know, kid, bring the kids, but, you know, drink. And set a really bad example for your offspring.
Yeah.
Not by taking them to wrestling, but, like, drinking in front of them.
How can people get tickets, Tim?
All you got to do is pick up the telephone and hit the digits, 587-894-7369, or send a message to Tim Stein at CanadianAllPro.com. Or you can even message me on Facebook. Just look for me on Facebook. If you got me on Facebook, then you'll be able to find me. And then just send me a message saying that you want how many tickets and yada, 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 blah, da, boo, da, boo, da, and you're good to go, daddy-o.
You can do the same thing at the Facebook page at Facebook.com/CanadianAllPro.
Yeah, but you know what? As of tomorrow, there's another way of getting tickets.
Is there now?
Yes, and I'm just trying to, stretch the shit out and everything so I can pull it up. You know, then?
How else can you get tickets, Tim? Tell us, please, tell us how.
Well, all you have to do is go to Myth Games at 34th Avenue and 34th Street Northeast and pick up your tickets there.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, like, a lot of ways of getting tickets. All you got to do is, like, shit, call me. Even if you can't be in town until the day of the show, we'll do will call. And just for those of you that don't know what we're talking about when I say will call for Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, you want 20 advanced tickets at $12 a piece instead of paying full price at the door, but you can't make it to pick them up, and, you know, you can't make it to town until the day of the show. Let me know. We put your name down. We put down all the names of all the people or, you know, like, and how many tickets you want. You go at the door, you say, hi, you've got tickets for,
so-and-so.
I don't know. You've got tickets for Lindsay Ward.
Who wants 0.33333333333 tickets.
Yeah, what the fuck's all that about? Anyway, that's pretty much the idea. Yeah, just, I would like these many tickets set aside and reserved for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, those tickets get taken out of circulation and put in the reserve bin.
Right.
Basically, and then we just sell the rest of them until they're sold out.
Right, basically you're pre-selling the tickets for them and they'll get them at the door.
Yeah. And so there we go. And no, Starscream Josh, you can't get naked. If Lindsay Ward wants to come to the show and then get naked, sure, she's allowed to.
You have to be in the Calgary area to get Tim to hand deliver you a ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to hand deliver you a ticket if you live in Calgary. If you want me to hand deliver tickets to you in Arizona, send me the fucking plane ticket.
Now,
and you're paying for it.
Now, will you meet people at the border to hand deliver them tickets?
Will I meet people at the border? No, because it's still a 2.5-hour drive.
Damn. Try.
Well, I'm sorry, that's $50 in gas.
Well, what if they pay for gas?
they'll have to catch me on a good day. But here's the thing, Kane Kittens. I just explained how you can still get advanced tickets without having them hand-delivered if you're not in Calgary until the day of the goddamn event. Were you not paying attention?
But
call me. Email me. Private message me on Facebook. I want this many tickets on will call. Oh, my God.
But I think he wants the pleasure of meeting you, that whole thing.
Well, he can meet me at the show.
Will you sign his ticket? Give him an autograph?
I'll give him an autograph. What the hell? I gave Jose an autograph. Yeah, the first autograph I was ever asked for as a wrestling promoter happened February the 9th. It was awesome.
There you go. So, yeah,
guy comes up with a Sharpie and says, hey, dude, sign my shirt. And I'm like, are you serious? Okay, sure. There you go. Scribble. Done. What? Now go away and buy a Canadian All-Pro shirt. It's only $20.
Well, there you go. And you should get them personally signed by Tim Stein.
Yeah, I'll autograph any fucking t-shirt you buy.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, you know what? I will autograph any t-shirt you buy. I don't care. Buy something off, you know, bring it from Walmart. I don't care what it is. I'll sign it. As long as it's not a WWE or TNA shirt.
Ponies.
Yeah, buy you know, a t-shirt that has my pretty pony on it. I'll autograph that. I'll use Omega's name, but I'll autograph it.
Hey, my name's worth more than yours.
Omega has fangirls.
I don't give a shit. No, oh, wait a minute. Okay, there's another shirt that I won't sign. Vancouver Canucks or Edmonton Oilers jerseys or Toronto Maple Leafs.
But what if they come to your show and they really, really, really want an autograph, Tim?
Well, I'll autograph something that they can buy. You know, they can get ball caps. We're selling ball caps. They're awesome ball caps. People love our ball caps. We sold out last show.
And you can purchase all this stuff by, you know, emailing Tim or Facebooking him or calling him at the number he gave, and he'll give it again right now.
587-894-7369. And yes, if you actually want a Canadian All-Pro t-shirt or ball cap, you can order them. They're only $20 plus shipping. And the merchandise will actually get mailed out to you because, no, I'm not in charge of merchandise. Thank you very much. Okay? Satisfied?
And for all this great information, you can go to
www.canadianallpro.com, facebook.com/CanadianAllProWrestling.
I think it's just facebook.com/CanadianAllPro.
Okay, facebook.com/CanadianAllPro.
And there's a Twitter, too, at the same address.
There's a Twitter at Canadian All Pro.
Mm-hmm. You can tweet them.
Yeah.
It exists, and Tim may get them or not. I don't know. Who knows?
So there, yeah, that's what happens.
But yeah, go see Johnny Devine kick people in the face this Saturday night at Royal Canadian Legion, number one, for No Escape.
Yeah. And that'll be good, because tickets are selling like absolute crazy.
Well, there you go.
They're selling out, so, like, don't wait and delay and think that you can pay full price at the door. Oh, I'm going to give you tickets, because, you know, the chances are, you know, come Thursday, I'm going to have to call the rack and say, guys, we're sold out.
Like you would call the show.
Actually, if we sold out, fucking straight up, I would call and tell you that we sold out.
Sweet.
Yep.
Anyway, can we move on now?
Yep.
Time for Pick'em, Tim.
Oh, you want me to just say, hey, everybody get your pencils out and get ready. Kane Kittens is going to record your name and your picks. It's time for WTR's Extreme Rules Pick'em.
And now that's a new bumper. Anyway.
Oh, fuck.
Just cut out the Extreme Rules part and we're good.
Anyway, everybody, play along. Those of you listening to the archive right now, all you got to do is email your pick and picks to rocktalk@wildtalkradio.com, media@wildtalkradio.com.
Yeah,
post them on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can even email canekittens@wildtalkradio.com.
Post them on our Facebook group and our Twitter and, you know.
All that shit.
All that stuff. Yep. We'll tell you about it 1,000 times before Sunday.
Oh, hell yeah. So here it is. Let's take a look at the first matchup that we have listed. Mace, it's the WWE Championship Last Man Standing. It's John Cena taking on Ryback. What's your pick?
Oh, well, sorry, just waking up.
Yes.
John Cena versus the Ryback. Obviously, Cena.
All right, Cena, he says. Omega.
Dun, 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 dun.
Super Cena it is. Rock.
Wanna pick Rye Warrior? Never going to happen. John Cena.
Yeah, that's unanimous on the panel. It's John Senile. That's what they'll call him in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, up next is the Steel Cage match. We got Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. Rock.
Brock Lesnar. Brock smash Triple H into cage.
Brock smash. Okay. Omega.
Brock's going to turn him into an office desk.
Brock. Okay, Mace.
Brock's going to make him a fruit basket, then present it to him.
So he's going to present him to himself. Interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm hungry. yeah, you know what, Brock? Next one is the strap match. No, I'm sorry. It's the World Heavyweight Championship ladder match. This is tricky because it could change as of tomorrow night. So what do you want to do, kids?
For the sake of argument at this stage, let's act as though it is still going on.
I got a great idea. Why don't we just turn this into two matches, give two answers, and we'll go with the question that actually winds up being true. You want to play it that way?
Yeah, we'll go what-if scenario here.
Yeah, we'll do a what-if as well as the current listed match. Dolph Ziggler versus Alberto versus Swagger. Who wins the World Heavyweight Championship, Mace?
If it's the three-way, it's Ziggler. If they drop it down to two competitors, we're going with Del Rio.
Okay. Rock?
Ziggler and then Swagger.
Okay. I would say it's Ziggler or it's Swagger, depending on the match setup. Omega?
Oh, sure. And then they let him injure more people or get more DUIs. Yeah. No, it's...
Controversy creates cash.
Except he doesn't work there anymore.
Uh-oh.
If Ziggler's healthy on Sunday, then he's going to win. If they pull him from the match, Del Rio.
Alrighty then. So I believe everybody's picked. Now it's time for the strap match. Sheamus versus Mark Henry. Omega.
Who cares?
You still have to pick somebody.
I'll go with Sheamus only because he really needs it right now.
Okay, Rock.
My brain tells me Sheamus, but after watching SmackDown, Mark Henry pulled two tractor trailers. Mark Henry.
Okay. Yeah, Mark Henry pulling two tractor trailers, and it's a world record. You know, I've been looking all over the web. I can't see it listed anywhere. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Mark Henry pulled two trucks.
I know, but I said afterwards I was looking for it as a listing because it was supposedly a world record. How come nobody's listed it anywhere?
Because it goes through a process.
My God. Never mind. Jay, I'm picking Sheamus.
Have you never watched the Strongman Contest?
Yes, I have. I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah. Well, then... Yep. Yeah.
Anyway.
Never mind.
Anyway,
never
mind. Mark Henry, because that's what he do.
That's what he do. Okay. And I picked Sheamus, and Omega picked Sheamus. So we're at a 50-50 split on that one.
All the while, Sheamus screaming, "Your name is Toby."
Oh! Oh! That was just wrong.
Yeah, it was.
That's racist!
No, it's not! I'm referencing a movie!
7 TV series Roots! Was that obscure, or did you, like, recently watch that or something?
It's LeVar Burton. I know this shit.
LeVar fucking Burton, bitch. That would have been hilarious. Hey, if we see outtakes from Roots, and he's like, "Your name, Toby! It's LeVar fucking Burton, bitch!" That'd have been a great outtake. Yeah. I just said,
"Your name's Toby, fella."
Start cracking up, laughing their asses off.
And 20 years later, Mark Henry hosts the Reading Rainbow.
Oh, yeah. All right, the Extreme Rules match: Randy Orton versus Big Show. And let's ask Mace first.
Let's go with Mr. Not Impressed to be on Saturday Night Slam.
All right, that was a vote for Randy Orton, for those of you not paying attention.
And it's Saturday Morning Slam, not Saturday Night Slam.
That shows you how many people
like
are paying
attention.
Like anyone
gives a shit.
Yeah, like anyone who's paying attention. Rock, pick.
Randy Orton's not impressed with Big Show. Randy Orton wins.
All right, Omega.
Orton, because what else are they going to do with him?
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to just say Big Show just for the hell of it. Now, the next match is a rumored match, hasn't been quite set in stone yet, but it's a Divas title, Caitlyn taking on AJ Lee. Rock?
AJ.
AJ? All right. Omega?
Hey, AJ.
Okay. And because everybody expects me to do this at some point in time, you know, I'm going to pick Caitlin. But the next match is tag team titles.
Hold on. You didn't ask Mace's pick yet.
Oh, wait. Mace, go ahead. Pick. There. It's out of the way.
AJ.
She really had to play into that rock.
Yes.
All right. Wait, you get that fishing hook out of your cheek now?
Anyway, you can tell he's bored. Tag team titles, Team Hell No versus The Shield.
I thought Tim was going to go reveal that he is Caitlyn's admirer.
No, I'm not going to reveal that. Team Hell No versus The Shield, Omega.
Omega. Oh, did my mic not unmute fast enough?
Apparently not.
I was wondering if there was a delay when I unmute this thing.
Well, now you know.
That's fun to find out. Believe in The Shield.
There you go. All right. Mace.
Yes, Shield.
Okay. Rock, did you pick? I forget.
The Shield.
The Shield, all right. Well, here it is. Team Hell No retains the titles, but the Shield doesn't exactly lose.
The Shield via disqualification, man.
That's right.
But it's Extreme Rules. There's probably going to be a gimmick there, so your logic's probably going to go out the window. But anyway.
It's possibly flawed, but because it's just because it's Extreme Rules doesn't mean that all matches are gimmicked up like that. Mm-hmm. This might be one, so...
Okay.
So I'm going to say, yeah, you know, it's a DQ, but Team Hell No doesn't lose their titles. They just don't win.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. And so there it is. We're done. Time to play that damn music you like to play for Buy and Sell.
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Buy.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or some.
No! 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 No!
Buy or Sell Mike Tyson Mysteries, the cartoon series, Omega.
What?
Yep.
Mike Tyson Mysteries, it's a cartoon
Mike?
Series coming up.
Would Granny Sylvester and Tweety not available for a remake?
No, they're all dead.
Scooby-Doo can't have mystery cartoons anymore. What chance does Mike Tyson have? Okay, answer this. So, do we know if it's going to be like an Adult Swim cartoon or if it's going to be like a Saturday morning?
It's an Adult Swim cartoon. Mike Tyson is turning Mike Tyson into a cartoon detective. And he's going to have a trusty associate, a foul-mouthed pet pigeon.
Yeah, Mike doesn't need a foul-mouthed associate. Have you heard the motherfucker talk?
Mm-hmm.
He will eat your children.
He talks a little bit like this.
Just in a higher octave.
and
not
why,
Australian.
And,
yeah.
And why a bird? Why not just give him the tiger he had in Hangover?
Because he raises pigeons, apparently.
Yeah. That's a thing he does. So make a buy or sell.
You know what? If this is like a mocking series in the spirit of the old original Scooby-Doo, I could actually see this. I'm actually going to buy this just to see what the fuck happens.
There you go. Mace.
Yeah. I'm buying it only because it's an Adult Swim cartoon, which means they're gonna get a bit screwball and weird with it, and considering how weird Michael Mike Tyson is, I want to see what they can do.
Tim Stein.
Well, you know, with Mace's answer, I'm kind of sort of leaning that way. I'm curious because it is Adult Swim. I mean, as long as it's, you know, out there and fucking not aimed at the 10-year-old kids, but at the 18-year-old fuckers and up.
Right.
Like Archer is, something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I could possibly fork over a couple of bucks. Otherwise, no.
Oh, I can see this being like a mystery version of the Black Dynamite cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has seen that, I can see it done in that vein.
That's ludicrous.
Omega, I recommend you find and watch Black Dynamite. It's a fucking hilarious show.
You know how many cartoons I want to watch that I don't actually watch?
I've got the list.
I would say...
The list I gave you, I don't want to watch. I kind of have to.
The list of don't want, but have to watch.
Don't want to.
Got it.
Anyway, moving on, the Bella Twins as Caitlyn's secret admirer. Buy or sell, Mace?
Given WWE logic, I'll buy it. Because this is the stupid twist that they put on it. Because, you know, be a star!
Omega.
This would be so cool if the real angle here was that Brie is the one mocking her, but Bella's actually serious.
Brie and Bella? Okay.
I don't care if I have their names right. I can't tell them apart.
But you said a last name.
You obviously haven't got eyeballs then.
Just look at the rack.
I have eyeballs, but I turn my TV off when they are on screen.
So they look alike when the TV's off. I mean, they're 100%
Nikki,
identical.
Fuck you. You know what?
Oh, you pissed him off. He's going to hang up now. Nice going, Rock. I haven't made him hang up yet.
I'm going to buy it because that is exactly the kind of thing WWE would do. Mace is right. It's very hypocritical of them to do it. And they do it all the fucking time.
Tim.
Well, if this was the height of the Attitude Era, I would definitely buy it, but not for the hypocrisy, just because of what they would do with the Attitude Era version of this. I'm having a hard time with it because it just seems a little too obvious. And that's where that's the rub. Mm-hmm. Because half the time, WWE can be too obvious. And once in a blue moon, they go completely a different direction and don't do what you're expecting them to do. And I'm going to keep my money on this one.
TNA partners up with YouTube for a $4.99 premium channel to show off past pay-per-views and DVDs. Buy or sell, Mace?
Sell, because I can tell you now, I wouldn't be allowed to buy it.
But if you
were... Not available in your country.
But if you were...
Pretty much.
But if you
No. That's my answer. I'm sorry. I'm not going to play a what if. I'm going to play this one realistically.
When you're not allowed YouTube to play the game by those rules.
Chances of Australia being allowed to pay for those channels is sweet fuck and all.
Okay. So you've got three chances.
So I'm selling it because I'm not allowed to buy it.
Okay, be difficult. Omega.
I'm going to sell it based on the fact that, have you seen how many people try to get TNA material for free as it is? Mm-hmm. It's not a lot. I can't imagine people willing to pay for it instead.
Okay, Tim.
Well, you know, if I felt like installing Hotspot Shield onto my computer, which is a free app that anybody living outside the United States can install and watch things that are blocked outside of the States, you know, like Hulu or whatever, Netflix USA, even if I had installed that thing so I could, no. Sell.
Okay, then.
He's like, what?
That's buy or sell.
Yeah, and that was boring, so let's get on to the great debate.
Welcome to this week's Great Debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE champion of all time.
When that bell rings and the match is over, you are looking at the next WWE champion, and that's the
This belongs to me, and this you earn with blood, with sweat, with tears, and for 428 days, I have done just that. I have earned this. I have earned the right to be called champion. I have earned the right to be the man.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
Yokozuna versus The Undertaker. Omega.
Gee. I wonder.
Don't be sarcastic. That's Anger's ugly cousin. Oh, fuck it. Be sarcastic. It's funny when you were.
You know, as much of a soft spot as I have for Yokozuna, a man with many soft spots of his own, I have to go Undertaker. I don't think there's any comparing the two.
Mace.
Undertaker. Because Undertaker.
I can't argue with that.
But Yokozuna beat the Undertaker.
It's no use, Rock. His logic is flawless.
Tim.
I would have to say the undercarriage because Yoko Ono, she couldn't even sing, never mind hold the championship. In other words, ask a stupid question. Undertaker, you dummy.
Undertaker moves on. JBL versus The Rock. Mace.
As what should come as a surprise to absolutely fucking nobody, I'm going to pick JBL.
No way, really? Never saw that coming.
And here's the reasoning behind it. JBL was the first heel in a long time to have a long title reign and made you want to kill him. The job of a heel is to attract heat. JBL did that to perfection to the point where I'm probably sure he had to be escorted out of the building with armed guards. I loved JBL as a heel champion. And, yeah, much better than The Rock. Look at me, I'm a champion. Love me, love me.
Omega.
Except people did love him, good for business. I turned the TV off when JBL was champion. Rock.
Oh, wow.
Plus it was SmackDown, and Omega doesn't watch SmackDown, just like Triple H doesn't work
it. I didn't like the angle he was going with. It was the $1 million man thing, and I thought he was much cheaper getting heat than The $1 million Man was.
Tim, break the tie.
I gotta go with JBL. It was awesome just to have him do the bullshit that he did, you know, like doing the Hitler salute in Germany and get his ass kicked out of there for doing something that's been banned in that country.
Yeah. It's great how he gets over by doing something illegal.
Yep. Yeah, and just for the fact he had the balls to do something illegal. The Rock bored me. I'm sorry. He always bored me. Sure, he was entertaining at times, but the thing is, he's a one-trick pony.
So JBL moves on.
Yeah. It's the JBL.
The JBL, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week
the
on
JBL.
And The Rock's been eliminated early! Yay!
And that makes him very happy, kids, in case you didn't figure it the fuck out.
Next. Yeah, just for that sound, I could hear the Kermit arm flail.
And there was actual arm flail.
I can picture it.
Next week on The Great Debate, Mick Foley versus Bob Backlund, Edge versus Randy Savage.
Dun, 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 dun. Time for Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wildfire. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Let's start with Mace. Mace, what current diva do you think would make the best mom? Yeah, what current diva do you think would make the best mom?
So we're going divas.
Okay. Yeah. I have to remember divas for this.
Yeah. That them things with the petite figure that would never ever actually have children.
If you want me to modify it, I can say Diva and Knockout.
No, because then that takes too long to have to fucking research. brain not working.
Brain broken.
Pretty much.
Well, in his head, all he's seeing is a row of tits, because it's...
Because that's what it is. Some bigger than the others.
To be honest, I actually, the only one that I could see ever actually having children would come down to, like, Natty and Layla. They'd be the only two on that entire roster I could ever see being actual mothers. And who'd probably make the better mother? Surprisingly enough, I'd probably go with Layla. It's just that all these other women probably wouldn't want to ruin their figure with having a kid.
Well, there you go. Tim, why is the sea so salty?
Why are you giving me, like, a question like this?
Because I asked the question.
Because when the Earth was first formed and there was a whole bunch of sulfur and lava and shit like that lying around, and then all of the comets crashed into the Earth that had ice that melted and then covered the land, and then all the minerals and shit like that.
That's the reason?
Sure, why not? Let's go for it.
It's not because of whale sperm?
I would not know. The fact that you're even wondering if it was not, if whether or not it was because of whale sperm, makes me actually worry about you.
That's worse than the joke answer I had.
If you type in, why is the sea so salty, you can come up with whale sperm. It's an urban legend.
It's a dumb one.
Okay, now, you just sent 20 people to the Googles.
I know.
You're a prick.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Who are the people who believe this? It's just... whales...
You know, those are the same people that whales have reflexology and chiropractic. Come on.
Like whales just swim around just spontaneously having orgasms all day. Yeah.
Well, it would have to be spontaneous orgasms. I don't think they're built to jerk off.
No. if you line up with your buddy's blowhole just right.
Okay, that's enough. Moving on.
Pineapple?
Apple. Banana.
Banana? Omega.
That was last night's word. Yeah, TV radio. Midnight-ish on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yes.
Omega, I have a question
for you. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between metallic and chrome?
The difference between metallic and chrome. Mm-hmm. Chrome has a reflection to it, as a different element of shine to it. Metallic just has a shine effect to it. Mm-hmm. Where
metallic is just a description of something, for fuck's sakes, whereas something else actually exists as a real thing. Jesus Christ, you and your Google questions.
This wasn't a Google question.
The fuck was this?
Sent in by Gang Kittens.
This one came from Lindsay.
Oh, I was close.
Why?
Omega the science guy.
You would have to ask Lindsay why that.
No, Omega the toy reviewer who has to cover the difference between chrome and metallic all the time.
Next. Fuck, I hate when logic is applied to stupid-ass questions. Thinking them up, not answering them.
Anyway. Tim, what would your Spice Girl name be?
Get the fuck out of here.
No? Not gonna answer.
No, it would not be Oldie Spice. No, Omega, it wouldn't be that either. Great for sponsorships, though. No, it wouldn't be Cranky Spice either. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not giving myself a girl band name, for Christ's sakes.
Steve Spice.
Okay, well, you will have to talk about that one, Omega. You gotta, like, say these things out loud instead of just typing them.
Oh, Lindsay, oh.
I'm afraid to find out what
Lindsay. No.
Baldy Spice?
No!
We've got a call from Maple Spice.
Kick you in the ass, Spice. Kick your ass, Spice.
Come on, Tim, pick one.
I'm not picking any of them.
Then come up with your own.
Awesome.
Awesome Spice.
Fucking right, because I'm awesome.
Not Flaccid Spice?
Oh, hell no! I could tell you stories that are not meant for public radio that you would, like, wow. And it won't happen, but that word's not even in my vocabulary. I can't even say that word.
Needs Viagra Spice?
I don't know what that means.
I love these questions because Charum gets so involved.
Yeah, like, you're all assholes. Fuck off, all of you. Just go away, and I'm done. I quit. That's it. WrestleTalk Radio will never air again after tonight.
You're offended?
I'm offended, because after all, I've done things and never gotten credit for them.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Mace, how much would it take for you to work as one of the handlers for the website shitsenders.com?
What?
This is where you go to shitsenders.com.
I am ashamed that I know the context of this.
We talked about this last night on CB Radio. Go to shitsenders.com, where if you want to be PG, poopsenders.com.
Maybe $1 million per delivery in a new hazmat suit every time.
Well, that's your price then.
Sure, okay.
But anyway, the concept of shitsenders.com is kind of awesome.
Yeah, just no. I gotta eat soon. No.
Okay.
Let me answer these fucking questions.
Would you rather have that question, Tim?
No! I'm not saying that. I'm saying you make me answer these goddamn questions.
He said $1 million.
Tim, I did actually answer the question.
I know, that's never mind.
I just don't want him to go into detail about what it involves.
Yeah, never mind.
It involves certain animals. And,
never mind, kids.
Go to shitsenders.com. Anyway, Omega.
Uh-huh.
If you could have one 90s Nick cartoon as your mother, who would you choose?
What?
One 90s cartoon as my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like the entire cartoon?
No, a character. Cartoon character.
Okay, there you go. Like
cartoon,
you
know, character.
Think
okay.
About shit before you say it, dummy.
Jeez.
Yeah, 90s cartoon character.
Okay. Yeah, now this requires that thinking thing. It's not as simple as, oh, I've always known that one.
The mother from the Rugrats, Doug Funny's mother.
No. Oh God, no. You know, this fucking boring.
What about Velma from, you know, the 90s version of Shaggy, Scooby-Doo?
That's cheating. And the Velma from the 90s version was a kid.
Yeah, haven't you ever watched Maury Povich? Apparently.
You know what? I'm going to go with Eliza Mazza.
How come?
She was badass, and I'd get to hang out with gargoyles.
And that was a Nickelodeon cartoon?
No.
Well, the question was Nickelodeon.
Was it? I didn't hear Nickelodeon.
I don't remember hearing.
I heard 90s cartoon.
Yeah.
90s Nick cartoon character.
I heard 90s cartoon character. I didn't hear Nickelodeon. He answered. Judges. Mace.
He has to answer 90s Nick cartoon.
Okay, thank you, Roddy Piper. Fuck. I can't remember.
Well, first of all, you got to realize that mothers in 90s cartoons were very rare, even on Nickelodeon. Even rarer in a Disney cartoon. Extremely rare in a Disney movie. Disney just don't like mothers. I wonder if Walt Disney had issues with his mother.
Quite possibly.
Yep.
I thought he only had issues with Germans and Jews.
Yeah, I'm seriously trying to think of some here, and the only ones I can remember are from the Rugrats or Doug. Because they just didn't get into parents that often. It was easier for the show to leave them off.
You're breaking Omega.
It's not breaking me. There's just no options here.
You have Phil and Lil's mother, Eliza and Debbie from Thornburg's mom.
Thornburg's mom?
Mm-hmm. I'm just reading what the Facebook thing says.
God.
Smashing.
Arnold's grandmother.
See, yeah, it could go with the mom from the Wild Thornberries, if only to go on safaris all the time, but it'd mean having that voice for my dad.
Someone wrote Amanda Bynes.
No!
Another person wrote Mark Summers.
Wait.
What?
I think someone is confusing vaginas with OCD, okay? Mark only has one of those.
Mm-hmm. I will let you decide.
Shit.
Hey, what was your first answer originally?
It wasn't a Nick cartoon, so you didn't count.
Now I'm going to give you the
fucking change the question on me. I'm going with the no. If I stick to that limitation, I go with the Wild Thornberries, if only for the traveling.
All right, well there you go. Let's go get some. 10.
Thank God that's over with. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging in late because we started late because it was Mother's Day. Wild Talk Radio Network presents the Raw Post Show tomorrow night, 11:30 Eastern Time. Because that's how it rolls. That's what they do. And you'll get 3 hours of Raw collapsed and condensed into 45 minutes.
That's what we do. 11:30 that's what, Eastern. Me and Lindsay. Yeah. Raw Post Show. So check it out. People do. You should too.
Yeah. And Tuesday night, Alan Wojcik, the big Wojcik, picking his own music, will interview people on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio.
I'll be good. Michael Elgin will be on the show this Tuesday night, so check it out, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't be good. I want to get like three or four different text messages on three or four different platforms asking me if we were taking shots at them. Come on. Don't be good. Say something.
Wednesday night, Cheap Heat Radio.
You cheap bastard. Chicken shit.
What'd you say?
I called you a chicken shit. Any, don't you dare. Wednesday night, 8:30 Eastern time. It's another edition of Cheap Heat Radio, and apparently Sifonica's still fat.
What was that? What? Who?
What? Huh?
What did you say?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
No, what did you say? Honestly.
I said apparently Sifonica's still fat.
Forcina.
That's what I said, Sifonica.
Forcina.
I know, it's Forcina. I was having fun. Jesus Christ. Yeah, join Forcina and Scott Barry on Cheap Heat Radio.
Okay. Yeah, Scott Barry's a turncoat. He's rooting for a Canadian team in the playoffs.
Is he? What team?
Toronto.
Bastard. I'm still cheering for Boston.
Well, anyway, there you go. GP Radio, hopefully 8:30 p.m. Eastern this Wednesday.
There you go. Thursday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, Thrack. All the TNA news that you ever think that you need to handle, and that'll take 5 minutes, and then they'll do more shit.
Actually, no. We recap everything that happens on Impact Wrestling, give you all the latest news in WWE and TNA, plus discussions. Check out Thrack. Check out RackRadioShow.com.
Yeah, you know what's really cool about the Rack?
It's award-winning.
That's right. It's the award-winning best new show of 2012. Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday night, Mason sometimes does shit. And usually it's with video games, which is the clean version.
Yes, I play video games. They're quite possibly going to be video games this week. As for what's going to be played, I'm going to try and con Omega into helping me out. Maybe book him for Friday night to battle Pokemans.
Battle Pokemon.
If that doesn't work out, well, then I'll find something else. And by the way, I just want to say a quick fuck you to Fuel TV for only showing half the episode of Impact this week. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Let's call him up and say fuck you, then hang up and see what happens. No? Never mind.
No.
Okay, Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern. As close as the Parkers can get it. It's another edition of CB Radio, where you never know what Rob Parks might be smoking, but we can guarantee you, you'll know what the other guy does. Smoke, that is.
Weird, wacky, unusual. Just think about, we spent time talking about shitsenders.com. So,
Shitsunday.com.
Shitsenders.com.
Okay, oh, Shitsenders.
Yeah, this is a service where you can send literally shit to somebody's house.
Yeah, don't send me no shit, Mom.
But wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great to send shit to someone's house, like in Buffalo?
Let it go, Rock. Move on.
Why? I didn't say anything.
Because holding on to shit gives you ulcers and makes you ugly. Than you already are.
Well, that would explain a lot about some people.
Don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, there it goes. Anyway, that being said, Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, because we're coming on after Extreme Rules, we're going to review Extreme Rules.
How about that?
Crazy. And that's all we're doing. We're going to review Extreme Rules and drink Canadian beer.
A.
A.
B. C.
Frickin' A. Because saying fucking A is rude. Anyway, yeah, and so make sure that you tune in, catch us breaking it down and get our opinions, and you'll be able to give us your opinions on what you thought about the latest pay-per-view. Don't forget, everybody, the little game that we play, WTR Pick'em, the Extreme Rules Pick'em. You've got until, oh, God, I don't know, say Sunday at 2 o'clock Eastern?
5 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, 5 p.m. Eastern is even better to get your pick'ems in, or you can even change them up between now and then.
You got till Saturday to change them, Sunday to get them in.
Yeah, and to do so, either listen to all the live programming this week. Well, you should do that anyway, because if not, then you're just dumb for not doing so. But in addition to that, you post it to our Facebook. You can tweet it to us You can email Rock at what is your email? Rockandsock at wildtalkradio.
This is why I just say media at wildtalkradio.com.
There you go. You could also email Kane Kittens at wildtalkradio.com, and you should flood his email inbox because he's the guy that like keeps track of all this shit and pisses me off with his smart ass comments. But yeah, you know, and so there's just a ton of ways for you to get your pick-ems in. Get them in. Any benefit for doing so this time around?
Most likely we'll have some sort of prize from memlanepromo.com.
There you go. So thanks for listening to this latest edition of WTR Sunday Night. We're done. Get out of here. Get off his lawn.
And his lawn by means by Tim's lawn.
Oh, I don't have a lawn, so fuck it. I have whiskey.
You have what now, Tim?
I've got whiskey.
Homebrewed whiskey?
Whiskey.
Alright, hold on, let's load it. You have homebrew whiskey?
Homebrew whiskey, I made it myself and it's good.
Yeah, I'm not sure we can believe that.
I made my brothers drink it tonight, and they drank it, and they were, holy fuck, that's strong! Yeah, but is it good? Yeah, it is, but it's strong! But it's good, right? Yeah! You know, and that's what they said.
That's what they said? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's 150 proof.
Tonight,
strong.
Tonight was Be Nice to Tim night at his Mother's Day party.
That wasn't Be Nice to Tim night at the Mother's Day party. Those things are assholes. God, it's only twice a year.
Yeah, whatever you say, Tim.
Assholes. I meant you this time, not them.
Sure.
Buy the shirt. WildTalkRadio.com.